Yeah, at East Chapel Hill and at Chapel Hill Carbondale City Schools, the three high schools, you know, including Phoenix Academy in there as well as the fourth high school, all had kind of a similar program for today. They had all been in the same conversation. They were using the same hashtag and those types of things to have a uniform kind of moment of solidarity across all of their protests. So of the about 1,450 students at East Chapel Hill, an overwhelming number, walked out of class today at 9:55, and that was part of this coordinated effort, as you mentioned, to bring attention to gun violence across the country after the Parkland shooting. And it was a really moving experience to see the sea of orange. You've got the bright orange shirt on, the hashtag enough, and of course orange being the gun violence awareness color that, you know, we see the orange flag at Peace and Justice Plaza here in the town of Chapel Hill a lot. It was very clear that the students were in charge of this protest, that they were taking the initiative on this, and we were told that by Eileen Tully, the principal at East Chapel Hill High School. Whenever we first got there, she said we weren't asked how this could go down. We were pretty much told that they were going to participate in this, and that they organized all of it outside of school hours up until today, where they handed out the T-shirts and everything, and they raised enough money during the lead up to this to get T-shirts for every high schooler and also wristbands for middle schoolers across the school district as well. So they had the walkout. They came out today, and in a really kind of a powerful stretch of a few minutes, they read through bios of all 17 of the individuals who were killed in the Parkland shooting. And they read through a little bit about the victim in that case, and then followed it up with, "I walk out because," and they listed some of the reasons of why they were feeling what they were feeling at that moment, why they felt that way, that they felt that there needed to be change, that now is the time for change, and that they had had something, you know, kind of taken away from them, of not being able to feel safe at school. And you can tell that really resonated with everybody. And it was cool to be able to be at East Chapel Hill today, because they've been, the whole school district has been talking about restorative practices a lot in recent years. East Chapel Hill is in their second year of having these restorative circles. And what that boils down to is once a month, they have a topic of the day kind of conversation during one period of the day, where they get together with some of their classmates, and it's the same group every time for each individual. Everybody's third period class is also your restorative circle group, and they get in a circle and they talk about whatever issue of the day is. You know, they had one recently on sexual harassment. They have one today that we got to sit in on for a portion of it, talking about gun violence and how you can see the waves of change across varying topics, the civil rights movement and things like that, and how that may mirror some things that they're asking for today and the ways that they're trying to get these things done, and trying to get some of that context as well.
Who spoke today? How many people?
So we ended up with this, I guess it would be probably 18, 19, because we had someone give an introduction, and then the 17
and then 17 victims, different students.
Right. Okay. So reading the bios and then giving some and then one to close it out, just saying, you know, we need to go back in the classroom today, but we need to make sure that this isn't the last moment of our activism on this issue.
Movement, not a moment, right?
Correct.
Yep. Speaking with Blake Hodge, and we're talking about the walkout today, which happened. Blake was at East Chapel Hill High School. Well, East Chapel Hill also made the national news as well. CNN's story on their website on the walkout used a photo of East Chapel Hill High School students in that circle all wearing the shirts. And shout out also to the entire community for coming together. A lot of businesses supporting the walkout by donating the funds to get the T-shirts made. Chapel Hill and Carbondale town boards both issuing statements in support of that, the resolution.
That was very important to the students, that the government got involved as well, that the local businesses got involved. I asked,
but all of that in support of the students. I mean, the fact that the students were leading the way is also really impressive. Yeah. But yeah, you were saying about that.
Well, Max Poteet, who was in last week on this show, We got to talk with him a little bit afterward, and he talked about the importance of that, of knowing that the community was there to support the students and that they were going to be there and helping them keep this message top of mind. And that was one of the things, a couple of things that really stood out to me. Another reporter asked him, you know, just trying to get the background questions, what year are you and all this, mm-hmm. and he's 15 years old and a sophomore. And it just hit me. I said, this is a big task for a 15-year-old. What's the last month been like? And he gave a wonderful answer that we'll have more of tomorrow whenever we can get all this put together into our normal kind of story format and over at chapelboro.com. But just talking about how important the issue is to these young people. You know, I'm 28 years old, so I've grown up and seen a lot of the things, but the context that these high school students today see this in has changed drastically in the, you know, the 10 years that since I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And that's seeing how much that has shifted really stuck out to me as well. And talking about ways to keep this going, they've already got several other things planned out with the another rally off campus grounds coming up in March or later on in March and things like that. So they are kind of very well positioned to continue carrying on this message.
Are there specific things that they're calling for in terms of pieces of legislation?
Universal background checks, mm-hmm. is the biggest thing there. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was he said that the organization kind of as a whole, and there may be some individual ones, would not be really participating in the April 20th walkout, mm-hmm. because he said that was more of, it didn't really fit with the message that they were going for, I guess, in some of these types of things of trying to find, he kept referencing, Max Poutine here in the situation, kept referencing the restorative circles and the lessons that they had learned from that of finding ways to listen to someone that is going to have a different viewpoint than you, finding something you can agree on, and then pushing that. So that is kind of where they ended up and landing on universal background checks, something that is widely supported by the populace, mm-hmm. But still hasn't really been enforced in a way that they would like to see. So finding enough momentum behind one issue to strongly push for that was their main legislative goal in getting this moving forward. Mm-hmm. And finding ways to do that at the local, mm-hmm. state and then to D.C. at
ultimately
the national level as well.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.